It's the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
My allergies are going crazy today.
Those aren't allergies.
Well, who's that?
May not be allergies.
Is that the allergy bear?
Oh, no.
That's a drop there. Now, I mowed a rather overgrown yard yesterday, and I don't wear a mask or anything like that. Mm. You don't wear a mask when you mow either.
Sometimes.
Really?
I do in the spring, yeah.
But I think that I just breathe in so much pollution. And of course, now I'll end up getting sick. I'll get a respiratory infection over it, and that's just the way it works. So that's what I'm fighting today. I'm really fighting through it for you, the P1.
Boy, that's tough. Thank you.
You know, I'm a lot like one of these football players, you know, how you get beat up one week, but you still go out there and play.
This is our version of the Emmett shoulder game.
Yeah. Yes.
And by the way, that was a very brave performance.
Was it?
But the way I remember it, it was a grade one separation. It wasn't a grade three separation.
They've upped that a little bit.
Emmett did.
Like
the trainers told me, he had a grade three separation. Really, I remember that as a grade one, and that's why he was able to go back in.
But like any tail, they get larger over the years.
Yes, and I remember criticizing that at the time, and I thought that everyone jumped on me for that.
I'm sure we probably did.
Because y'all were like, no, man, this is a great moment, the way he came back in. I was like, I don't think he was all that hurt. I think he was hamming it up a little bit. Man, why can't you enjoy a sports story, Gordon? I don't know.
Does it hurt?
Boy, he will carry things with you.
Well, yeah, when you guys wronged me.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, you did. You just, because y'all were so into, you were so into that. I took my cowboy hat off and I put it over my heart when they would get back in. Like, well, okay, can't we? I mean, it's great that he kept playing, but. But let's not go overboard and have him storm an Omaha beach here.
But now we find out it's a grade three, and okay. So that was indeed very impressive.
Yeah, maybe it was a grade three, but I remember
you know what? What he meant was it was graded by three different trainers as a grade one separation.
We've got Emmett on the show in a couple weeks. We'll ask him.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All George, right. You confront him about that. You're the one that brought it up on the show today.
Okay.
So you say, hey, Emmett.
You're the one who brought it up.
I saw where you
ago.
Misspoke in the documentary. So bring that up to him. All right, let's talk about music. Sting is being sued by the other policemen.
It's about the Cold War, right?
Stuart Copeland and Andy Summers, of course, round out that duo. Are the Police as big as the other bands from the 80s to today's youths? I don't see them talked about near as much as, like,
no.
The Cure or the Smiths.
I don't hear too many talking about the Smiths.
Really?
Yeah, a few, but I don't know if they're...
Smiths are still
huge.
As
you think they are.
I don't know. I think they are. They had to break up when Johnny Marr got a grade three separation in the shoulder. but Sting is being sued. He's 73. Good friends with Craig.
Yep.
Craig went to go see him in an intimate venue. Was it the Windspear?
Yeah, one of the best concerts I've ever been to. We had great seats, like third row. Great show.
I think he was playing like his 1951 P bass.
We saw him play the drums with the Beach Boys.
You saw Sting?
Wow.
That's a drop.
Interesting. But a source told the Sun newspaper, this has been coming for quite some time, lawyers tried repeatedly to reach an out-of-court settlement, but they hit a stalemate. And this is all over royalties to the former bandmates of Sting in the Police. Mm-hmm. They're saying they're not getting theirs. Now, Sting was the principal songwriter and lead singer of the band. And... it says here that Sting earns, I think, close to $800,000 a year and royalties just from Every Breath You Take.
So pretty sure I'm right about that.
No, you're not at all.
So imagine getting
song is everywhere.
$1 million a year just on the one song.
Wow.
It's pretty good.
So what's he getting total in royalties?
I don't know. But that's his biggest song, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's not anything that comes close to that.
Yeah.
It says that it's the fifth best-selling song of the 80s. Fifth best-selling song of the 80s? Really?
I believe that.
Yeah.
That was
absolutely huge.
Yeah.
You were too young. You were like 5 when that came out.
Well, it's not 5 when it came out.
Yep.
I mean, it was a big selling song, but
it was huge.
The fifth best selling song of the 80s.
That does not surprise. I'm surprised it's not number one.
Well, it's incumbent upon me to come up with another song that would be bigger. I mean, certainly now there's bigger songs from the 80s than Every Breath You Take.
I don't know about that.
Even though it did get popular again when, sampled it and used it in a...
Yeah, it's been sampled and...
Not Bruce
obviously, the list is very short if it's number 5.
Take On Me is a bigger song from the 80s now than Every Breath You Take. Just FYI. Police formed in London in 1977. Can you name all 3 members of the Police? I wonder if Craig could do this.
Michael McDonald.
I just said their names, so.
Sting.
Yeah.
Stuart Copeland.
Yeah.
And there was an Andy. Andy Summers?
That's right. Yes. Andy Summers, guitarist. Always played a Telecaster, mainly.
Always played a low-end Taylor.
No, they didn't even have low-end Taylors back when he started. But, yeah, they are suing him. They had 5 number one singles in the UK and only 1 number one in America with Every Breath You Take. Mm-hmm. Last tour ended in 1984, and they're just now getting around to arguing about
that's the last time they toured
court.
As wow. a band.
No, they got back together in 2007 and 2008.
Okay.
They toured, it was a reunion tour that they took, and they did 151 dates. In Europe and South America. They didn't come to America, I guess. To the real America. North America. But Andy Summers at that time said that he was earning $1 million a night on the reunion tour.
Wow.
Damn.
Pretty good. So if he was getting that, I wonder what Sting was getting per night. You know, Sting has a particular kind of trick that he can do. He can make love... For, I think it's...
Let that go.
Days.
Yeah, 48 hours straight, he can make love.
Lucky.
And I know that stat went over well at your household, George.
You used to bring it up almost daily.
Not almost daily. It bugged you, right?
You did.
Because you thought Sting was BSing.
I thought he was just full of it, and I think he was. I think later he said, well, I just meant, you know... The whole experience and the time around each other would be, you know, 24 hours.
Right.
But, like, yeah, whatever,
but she
dude.
Bought it hook, line, and sinker and would bring it up.
You were touting that you could go for 24 hours straight, and I knew that was BS.
Morgan Wallen has decided to boycott the Grammys.
Oh, how are they going to make it through?
Somehow, how did he survive his controversy?
I don't know.
He had a few, didn't he? Didn't he throw a...
Several, yeah. About to throw a police officer.
Chair off a roof of a club and almost killed somebody.
Yeah.
And then he had... he wasn't wearing a mask one time during COVID lockdown. Like, in the heat of the whole thing. And he was maskless. And then he also yelled the N-word while on a tirade that was captured on video.
Mm-hmm.
And with his,
yeah, he's a piece of work.
Does he have good songs?
Depends on who you ask.
I'm asking you.
I think they're okay.
Hmm.
I don't really get it, but a lot of people do. He's really popular.
A lot of people. His latest album has 37 songs on it.
What?
Well,
how many did the Beatles' White Album have on it? That was a double album. I don't think it had 37 songs, though. How do you have 37 songs on an album?
I don't know. Well, Taylor Swift had 34 in the last one or something.
Wow. Really?
I'm about to get corrected on that.
What's not? It's 35!
Okay. It's 35.
Oh. You're taking on the Tay Hive.
I wasn't. I'm just sure I was wrong
the
on the number.
This is the third time that his album has hit number one on the charts. It's been on the charts for 11 non-consecutive weeks.
Okay.
The Billboard 200.
That's pretty good staying power.
Yeah. So he's not submitting his album for Grammy's consideration. It just becomes one of a long list of artists that is beefed with the Grammys for whatever reason.
What's his problem with them?
He didn't say. He didn't give his reason. Now, Drake has declined to submit his album for Grammy considerations for several years. And he says that the award does not dictate S in our world. That's okay. His big quote. The award doesn't dictate S in our world. And so he's beefed with them. The Weeknd is beefed with the Grammys. Although I think his beef is over with.
I thought he settled, though.
Yeah, he settled his beef. He reached an out-of-court settlement with his beef.
Why does everybody have to have a beef today?
I don't know. Sinead O'Connor had a beef with the Grammys. And that was, I think, the year before she tore up the picture of the Pope on some old TV show and published an open letter. She published an open letter to the Grammys.
Okay.
Told them to have a piece of pizza. But if the Bird Dogs were up for a Grammy, would you have a beef with the
really
Grammys?
That's a funny statement.
Or would you?
No, I think that'd be great.
So you're on board with the Grammys and what all they've done.
Well, I'm unfamiliar with any sort of controversy they've done, but I'll take a Grammy, sure.
He recognized that the ground in front of him looked a little suspicious and there may be a trap hidden in it, so he backed away. Yeah, I don't know what they've done. Sinead O'Connor's was all about how they are commercializing art.
Which, wait, so okay. They're taking music and commercializing it? That's crazy.
Which, come on, Sinead. We don't hear from her too much these days.
She passed away.
She's no longer with us.
And Bruno Mars in 2022 told the Rolling Stone magazine that he and Anderson .Paak, who together make up the R&B duo Silk Sonic, withdrew their album, An Evening with Silk Sonic, from Grammy consideration. And his quote was, "We truly put our all on this record, but Silk Sonic would like to gracefully, humbly, and most importantly, sexually, bow out of submitting our album this year."
Just stay humble.
Sexually.
Yeah, which is a funny quote of announcing that you're not going to put your album in the category of best Silk Sonic album. So they bowed out sexually. So Morgan Wallen, Georgia's favorite country artist of all time.
I didn't say he's my favorite. I just said I don't quite get it.
It's not going to be at the Grammys. The Grammy Awards are in February, but the opening round of voting starts in October. So they're all submitting their albums right now. And the police are suing Sting.
Okay.
So there's some music news you can use.
All right, Gordo, thank you.